Stay with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sulis. Interested in learning new skills online at a pace that suits you? Visit ecollege.ie to apply for one of our free online courses.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Let's return to that news now that Meta's CEO Mark Zuckerberg has said that he has plans to reduce the size of the company's workforce by about 13%. That means they're going to let over 11,000 of their global employees go. Well, for more on this, I'm joined on the line by Brian O'Donovan, RTE's work and technology correspondent. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Claire.
So this announcement was expected. We've been talking about it for the last couple of days. The speculation was, though, it would be 10% of the global workforce. This is substantially more than that.
Yeah, so it's going to be 13%, the equivalent of 11,000 employees. I can tell you in the last few minutes that Meta Ireland has confirmed that that 13% cut will be applied to its Irish workforce. So you take 3,000 direct employees here in Ireland employed by Meta, and 13% of that is 390. So we can say that 390 Irish-based employees are at risk of losing their jobs. Now, I say at risk, Claire, because of our redundancy laws, as we know in this country, you can't just sack someone, you can't just lay somebody off. You enter into this 30-day consultation period, and that is what Meta Ireland is saying that they are doing. I'll read you a line from a statement they issued me in the last few minutes. The timeline and process will be defined by Irish government guidelines, which will see potentially impacted employees entering collective consultation. Now, the company did say that the announcement does not affect contract workers employed by third parties, and that's significant because you've probably been hearing over the last few days that that's actually the bigger number. So Meta directly employs 3,000 people, but it uses a further 6,000 people to provide support services, and these would be staff used by third-party contractors. Meta says it has informed the relevant policy stakeholders in Ireland, including the Department of the Taoiseach, the Department of Enterprise, Trade and Employment, and the IDA.
Okay, so bad news, really bad news for 390 people, and I think the Taoiseach said on the way into Cabinet this morning, particularly at this time of year. And that is significant that you said that the contract workers are not impacted, but we can't rule out that there may be an announcement from those companies. I mean, if Meta is cutting back to this extent and you have contracted companies working for Meta, you've got to kind of logically expect that there might be implications.
You're absolutely right, Claire. Remember, Mark Zuckerberg was never going to announce the job losses for the contracted companies because they're not his companies. These are companies that supply services to him. So, yes, one would imagine that if they are scaling back and they are reining things in, they will require less support services. We won't hear about that today. It might be weeks before we hear about that today. If you have a small firm supplying whatever type of a service to Meta, be it catering, be it some sort of finance or payroll, we don't know what way that is going to be affected. And it will probably take some time for that to filter through and for that news to come out about the knock-on effect. I will give you one other line from the Meta statement issued in the last few minutes. As the location of our international headquarters, Ireland is an integral part of our company and our operations. Today's announcement and the process does not have any impact on Ireland's status or our long-term investment plans here. We appreciate Ireland and in particular the Irish government's ongoing support for our operations. So Meta very clearly saying today, look, this is not a bad mark against Ireland. We're still committed to here. It's still our international headquarters. It's still our big European base. But certainly, as you say, very bad news today for 390 of its employees.
Brian, thank you very much for bringing us that detail. Brian O'Donovan will be working hard, no doubt, in the coming hours to bring you more information on that announcement from Meta. And you can find out the results of his work on RTE bulletins throughout the day. Next, though, as the new series of The Crown returns to our screens, controversies swirl around whether fiction should muddy the facts. More on that next.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.